honour of sitting down and talking to one of Ireland's great golfing personalities, Christy O'Connor Jr., when he was building his course down in Galway. And I was asking Christy about what makes the difference between competing and winning. Christy explained to me that 99.9% of people, including golfers, compete and compete well. But 99.9% of them do not have the courage, do not have the required fearlessness to become winners. The gentleman who's going to open this conference for us this morning is a double open champion. He is the reigning US PGA champion, and in our view, and in the view of Sports Tracker and County College, he is Ireland's greatest living sportsman, the most courageous and the most fearless. I'd like to welcome you to Padraig Harrington.
Here to welcome you guys today. This is obviously, well, why am I here today? Basically, I'm the sort of guy that for years has sought out the very best ways of improving myself. When I was a junior, I looked for the very best people around me to help me. When I moved on and started playing maybe international golf, I looked for the very best people in Europe when I was playing in Europe. Then I moved on to play more on a world stage, and I looked for the very best people to fill that void totally all around the world. I got the best team behind me. It was always about getting the best people to help, always about asking those questions and seeking out who was best to help me. Through all of that, I have quite an international team. I have a golf coach that nobody can understand because he's from Scotland. I have a sports psychologist from the States. I have a chiropractic physio from Australia. I have a manager from the UK. But my trainer is Irish. The very best trainer I can find throughout the world is an Irishman. Now, he's from St. Anta College, and that's why I'm here today. He's been looking after my training program for the last 10 years, Dr. Liam Hennessy. Now, the interesting thing about it, everybody here today, by virtue of the fact that you've signed up to come here today, suggests that you're more motivated than the rest of the population. You guys, in some ways, are like me. You're looking for ways to improve. You're looking for that little extra to compete against everybody else. And the fact you're here today is setting out, yeah, you're prepared to take that extra step. But what you're going to find out here today, this is about junior development. It is about how to figure out how to develop the kids the best. And the interesting thing I found out from Liam Hennessy, and a lot of this will come through today, there are many great speakers, but, you know, the interesting thing I found out from this, you know, there is a vast difference between committing yourself and doing all the work, and actually doing all the work properly. And this is what today is about. It's about learning how to train properly, learning how to train juniors properly. It is not good enough at this age just to throw it all at them and hope some of it sticks. It's all about doing the proper coaching and training development so that everybody gets an equal chance of improving at their pace. It's not one half fits all. Everybody needs different development at different stages. Throughout today, and you will find out so many little things that, you know, will help improve your own ability to help with the coaching of juniors, which is obviously incredibly needed in the country. Most of you, I'm sure a lot of people out here are in the volunteer sphere of training juniors. So without your help, you know, all sports in Ireland wouldn't equally improve. And that's probably one of the more fascinating things here today is the fact that everybody here, and most of you, if you look around, you'll know so many other people here. You'll be actually sitting beside or sitting near your competitors, which is fascinating that, you know, they're here trying to learn, you're here trying to learn today. What will set you apart from your competitors when you leave here today, because there's going to be a lot of information, an awful lot of information today, and there's going to be lots of stuff that you're going to find new and interesting. And I don't believe anybody here won't leave today anything but enthusiastic going forward. But what will set you apart from everybody else, or will set you apart from your competitors, is not your ability to do this tomorrow. It's your ability to do it the next day and the next day, and to do it next year, and to do it the following year. Because the hard part isn't when you're enthusiastic and you're ready to go about it. The hard part is in 2 or 3 years' time is continuing to do it. The ability to do these things day in, day out. It's the daily discipline of applying the right theory over and over and over again. When results are not what you want them to be, when results are what you want them to be, it's the continuation will set you apart. Yes, you're going to find the information here today, you're going to be enthusiastic, and to be honest, you're probably going to leave here today with a lot of questions, which is great. The more questions, the better. But, as I said, it will be down the road in time, in a year's time, in 2 years' time, as you're developing, that you know you continue doing this day in, day out, and that's what sets you apart from the masses. And will set you apart from the guy sitting next to you. It's who can apply themselves over and over, the discipline of it. Now, as I said, throughout the day, there will be a lot of information. There's a lot of different speakers. There's a phenomenal amount of effort has been put into this, gathered together. You know, I personally am going to be going over and watching some of the golf guys. There's guys come over from Titus Performance Institute, some of the best analysts in the game. And I'm actually going to sit in and watch their work, because I know I'm going to learn something here today myself. Every day I learn something. It's the ability to apply it though, and keep applying it, is what sets you apart. It's very close to my heart, the fact that, as I said, this is focused on junior golf, or not junior golf, but junior sport. As we all know, the future of our country in these times is going to be vastly helped by our ability of our kids to play sport and make the right decisions, because if they can make those decisions on the pitch, they will make those decisions in life. So I'm very proud of the fact that, as I said, most of you guys out here are still in the volunteer space. Yes, there are professionals out with you, but it's you guys who we should be all admiring, because you give your time freely and for the good causes. It's great to see that you're here today to try and improve that. As I said, the better those kids get through all sports means sports improve in Ireland, and you know, give me something to look at in 20 years' time when I retire too, when there's some good new young fellas coming on, young girls. So I'd just like to wish you all a great day. Enjoy it. It is always important to enjoy it. Take away that information. There will be plenty there. But remember, it's not tomorrow. It's the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years that you've got to keep doing this over and over and over again. It's not good enough to have a haphazard method. It's got to be applied scientifically time and time again. And the more you do that, that's what sets you apart from everybody else. So enjoy your day and good luck.